Hello, and welcome to the American Marketing Association's Marketing Power Podcast on Making Your Brand Mobile Ready, a Marketer's Playbook. I'm your host, Nancy Pacala, Senior Director of Online Content for the AMA. We're very excited to welcome our special guest, Bob Egner, who is Vice President of Product Management and Global Marketing for EPI Server. Bob is an expert at leading marketing and product management activities for software companies. With over 20 years of industry experience, his executive roles have focused on growth through communicating core value and innovative marketing and online programs. Bob joined EPI Server in 2009 to increase visibility for the company in the U.S. market and continue momentum in Europe. Recently, he has accomplished similar objectives for companies ranging from startups such as Egress Software and Espio to larger public companies including Checkpoint Software Technologies and Protect Data. His previous positions include VP of Global Marketing and Product Management at PointSec Mobile Technologies, Inc., VP of Product Management and Business Development at Checkpoint Software Technologies, and VP of Global Marketing and President of U.S. Operations at Egress Software Technologies. Bob, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Nancy.
I want to start off, first of all, by talking about where we're at in the mobile space. You know, we've heard certainly a lot this year from experts who predicted that this absolutely, positively is a year of mobile. We've heard it before, but I'm wondering if you could speak to that. Do you agree? And if so, do you believe that businesses are ready to finally get serious about mobile?
Sure. I think based on the information we get from our customers who are using EpiServer products to build their digital and online presence for websites, for e-commerce, and for social sites, that the mobile channel certainly is a very important area. And I don't think it's really because it's the year of mobile or anything like that. It's just become a very vital channel. Some of the data points that we look at to understand how important mobile is comes from a number of industry analysts. One that I particularly like listening to is Mary Meeker, who's now at Kleiner Perkins, and she had some interesting data that came out earlier this year to show that we've passed a very important inflection point where the number of new smartphones and tablets that are shipped each year has surpassed the number of desktops and notebooks that are shipped, roughly 350 million of each in 2010. So you get the idea that the power is shifting towards the smartphone and the tablet, which certainly adds fuel to the channel, the mobile channel, as being an extremely important place for marketers to be aware of, to know how to address their constituents, the visitors who might be trying to get information from them or lead them through some conversion process when they're in mobile. I think that businesses are always interested in mobile. They're trying to understand how to get into that space, but the ROI is sometimes difficult to calculate, and I think that tends to drive, at least based on the information we get from our customers, that drives them to stick with proven channels like web and email where the ROI is easy to calculate. So it's only a matter of time before mobile gets to the same point.
Great. It also seems, to me anyway, that currently one of the issues that organizations, both B2B and B2C, are struggling with is this decision on whether they should be investing in mobile apps or investing in actually integrating their website so that they're mobilized for smartphones and other mobile devices. So what advice do you have for them when they're looking at this issue?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of companies that are have a lot to invest in technology where mobile is a key part of their strategy, and they're jumping straight into this mobile app scenario. It certainly gives them some value, but it's a risky proposition also. We've seen a number of companies have taken a step into mobile apps, and they actually get it wrong first time out. So the app sort of falls flat. They don't get the sort of engagement that they're expecting from their visitors with the mobile apps. And that's why we advise our customers, and we've built technology out that makes it easy for them to get started in the mobile space by, first of all, mobilizing the website. If they've built the website using EpiServer CMS, they have some simple add-ons that they can bring in to take content and repurpose it to a mobile site with templates that are already built for the popular mobile devices like iPhones, Android phones, and iPads as a tablet, among many others that we have templates available for. That gives you an easy way to start to enter into the mobile space, and you've got this added benefit that you can use the analytics tools you're already familiar with to keep track of visitors' behavior when they're on the mobile version of your site, and you can start to learn and understand what's important to them. It's a great way to minimize your risk, to make sure that you're learning at every step along the way and that you're moving forward in a way that doesn't leave you hanging over the investment versus the return that you're getting for that. So this notion of trying to decide when to get in and how to get in is really complicated one, and we continue to recommend approaches and steps to take where you're minimizing the risk by taking small steps at every point along the way, measuring the results you get, but, and seeing if it's time to go to the next step.
My next question kind of dovetails into that, which is, of course, cost, which is often cited as a key inhibitor for companies to get started in the mobile world. So can you talk a little bit more specifically about what steps a company can take to minimize costs as they look to gain some of the brand benefits that are out there for mobile channels?
Sure. One of the first things that we advise is that you need to look for a technology component that's going to fit into what you currently have for your website. With the way technology continues to change at a very rapid pace, we found that it's easy for companies to repurpose content off of their current site into a small set of pages that are designed for the mobile visitors and redirect those visitors to those mobile pages when they enter the site. It's a very low-cost, easy way to get started. You can do it very easily with the EpiServer CMS product and with an add-on component we have called Mobile Pack. That's a great way to get started because, for the reasons I've mentioned already, it's very low cost. You're not investing in a complete new website build-out. You're repurposing content so you don't have a huge cost to rebuild brand-new content for a mobile site. And you can still use your friendly and familiar analytics tools and get an understanding for visitors' behavior while they're on the mobile version of the site to really understand what they want to do when they come and visit your site from a different context when they're mobile. So that understanding the context is really a key element also. You need to think about the visitor journey as they come into the site. Most marketers are used to and familiar with the concept of thinking of the different user personas and their journey through the site when they're on the desktop site. But when you're coming from a mobile, the context is completely different. And so you have to stop and think, what information are you presenting? What are the situations where the visitor is coming from the smartphone or the tablet device? What sort of information are they looking for? Can you take advantage of location-based information in some way, make it a more fulfilling experience for the visitor? And how does it tie into your overall multi-channel strategy and, more importantly, into a multi-touch strategy? Because most conversions require multiple touch points before they actually occur. So mobile, social, web, email, all of these things have to work together in some way to create the right sort of environment that gets you to the conversion objectives and goals that you're trying to reach for your site.
Absolutely. Those are great points. You know, another issue that seems to obviously be in the boardrooms of companies who are looking to go down the mobile route is obviously how do you keep up with all these rapid changes that are taking place within the smartphone market. You know, obviously Android, you know, iPhone, BlackBerry, a number of other new and emerging devices are out there. What do you say to companies who want to get into mobile but frankly are afraid that if they develop out something today, it won't be keeping pace with the next version of the next smartphone that's out there?
Yeah, that's a really challenging area, and I run into a lot of people in some pretty high marketing roles that do not have the sort of technology grounding that sometimes has become important to online marketing and digital commerce. So the technology dimension is a really, really important one to understand. Our advice is that if you move into mobile web first, before you go into mobile app, it's beneficial for a variety of reasons. The most important reason is you're minimizing your investment. If you go to build a native mobile app out for iPhone or Android, each one of those is sort of a custom software development cycle. There's a cost to build the software, a cost to maintain the software once it's out there, if you may add on more features, and you give up something in the process. You might not have full visibility into the behavior and the click patterns of the visitor when they're using the mobile app in the same way that you would with the mobile website. So you have to understand that balance against the alternate approach, which is mobile web, simply recreate web pages that someone with a smartphone or a tablet would open a browser session and go to a URL in the way they might on a desktop, but they're simply doing it with a smaller screen. Or you can take the mobile web app style. This is, again, based on mobile web, but you're simply packaging the mobile web into a small set of functions that are activated by buttons, and you're installing an icon right on the homepage of that smartphone or tablet. So it's a very convenient way for the visitor to get started coming to your site and coming to your different content. But the delivery is still with HTML5, with CSS, which is much easier to reach different devices. So you can keep your investment cost very low by taking the mobile web approach. You can, with one web application, be able to serve iPhones, Androids, iPads, Blackberries, Windows Mobile, any other type of browser-based device that you're trying to reach out there. And so that's another great way to keep costs under control, sort of learn as you go based on the behavior of the visitors who are coming to the site.
I mean, that's a really great point, because it gives businesses an opportunity to get their foot in the water right now while they're looking at maybe more longer-term mobile strategies and how do they want to draw different segments or do some location-based marketing around mobile. So I think that's a really, really great point, which kind of also dovetails into my next question, which is we certainly hear a lot about the benefits that mobile brings B2C companies and how B2C companies can attract consumers via either mobile apps or mobilized websites. But we don't hear as much around B2B. I'm wondering if you can speak to what benefits might be out there for B2B companies and how B2B should be approaching the mobile channel.
Yeah, I understand the sentiment, and I hear the same thing from our customers who are B2B companies as well. But one of the simple facts that's out there is that business use of smartphones and tablets is growing at the exact same pace as it is for consumers. How many offices have you walked into, maybe even in your own office, that you see an iPhone, tablet sitting right there, side by side with your PC or notebook? So this idea that mobile is just for the consumer-oriented companies, I think, is not correct. And B2B companies can get a lot of benefit out of that as well. Keep in mind that the main purpose, the same drivers are in place. It's all about convenience, getting the information when you want it and how you want it on a different type of device in a different location. And that context-driven information applies just as well for B2B as it does for B2C. The thing that you have to think about, though, is what is that user journey? What is the information you want to present to them at various stages in their conversion cycle? And thinking about how to present that way in a mobile format that really makes sense in terms of browsability or consumability, the way that you can get some quick headlines out and allow the visitor to drill down into content deeper based on the device they're on or based on the context where they are in that conversion cycle. It's important to be polite in the user interface also, and don't just dump your whole desktop browser experience on top of the person who's trying to access your site with a mobile phone. And in some cases, I've found B2B organizations that are taking some steps towards improving their mobile site has found that just recreating the desktop experience on the mobile has actually gotten them a bad impression with some early stage prospects because they were expecting something that was more convenient and easy to use.
Right. So design is certainly, you know, a big consideration, but so is content, correct? Because when you're looking to design your site or redevelop it to mobilize it for mobile devices, you really need to focus in on not only what kind of content you're delivering, but how. Can you offer any insights or advice for companies who are looking to use content to draw folks who are using mobile?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the key thing there is consumability. So bite-sized information is key. Just like on the desktop, you would normally think about readers sort of scanning quickly over pages. You use typography to set headlines in a bigger size or maybe with a contrasting color so it's easy to scan over those. And then you let the person who's visiting the site just scroll down over the detailed information until they find something that's interesting to them, and they'll start reading that. Use those same concepts for consumability to create bite-sized content for your mobile devices where you've got small list of titles, and based on interesting titles, based on the intrigue that you can create in that way, you can draw the visitor to click and drill down deeper into the site. But instead of presenting all of that and causing the need for a lot of scrolling, you present it and use clicking to drive down into deeper parts of the site. But overall, context is the key. And this is a point I can't overemphasize enough. how the person is looking for information and what information they're looking for when they come to the mobile site is really the basis for how that site can be easy to use. So if you know the visitor's journey, when are they likely to run across information that might drive them to your mobile site? Even, for example, if you're using a multi-touch, multi-channel approach, you might have outbound emails that are opened and read by a visitor on their smartphone. They would follow the link, and you want to present them right away a landing page with content that's very specific to the mobile without causing them to see a web page that's built just for a desktop experience.
Yeah,
so you've got to think about all your content and how it comes out.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. Google and others certainly are looking to invest more in mobile search and display, and SEO certainly is critical when you're looking at mobile brand campaigns. Can you offer any tips to organizations related to SEO for mobile sites?
Yeah, absolutely. That SEO dimension is important to keep in mind, and it's, again, one of these technology elements that sometimes the marketers need to think about maybe in a little bit more depth than what comes naturally to them. But the mobile content that's built right into your website is ultimately searchable in the same way your regular website is. In fact, if you have tools that you use to optimize SEO, both organic as well as paid search, you can use those same tools for your mobile content if it's web-based. As I mentioned earlier, if you go into a native mobile app, that's content that's suddenly not searchable. And so you have a little more challenge in terms of getting improved SEO results or to improve your findability of that content if you've locked it down into a native mobile app. If everything's still based on mobile web, this is one of the advantages you get is searchability, and using the same tools that you're familiar with is all preserved.
Great. And lastly, as we conclude this conversation today, I'd like to talk a little bit about mobile as a brand builder, because obviously marketers are looking to get into mobile in the first place in order to create brand awareness and drive engagement around their brands. Are there any additional tips or suggestions you can give marketers when crafting campaigns specifically for mobile?
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, and it does come up frequently. In fact, I've talked to a couple of web teams just last week, actually, that were talking about they needed to have an iPhone app. It was really important for their CMO that there was an iPhone app available. And when I asked them, well, why, what did they think it was that the people they were trying to reach would do with this app, they actually didn't have an answer. They just said, well, the CMO wants some real estate on the home screen of all iPhones. So that notion of using the mobile device as a way to build visibility just by having the icon right on the home screen is certainly an important dimension, and it's something that you can achieve even with some of these simple, low-cost, low-risk steps into getting to the mobile space that I've talked about so far. If you build something as a mobile web app, it's easy to have that left behind on the visitor's screen as an icon, so you get some visibility for your brand in all kinds of different spaces. If you do go the route of building a native app, of course, you get some visibility in the iPhone App Store or any of these other apps that are out there. But if you have something that's a web app, you can get the same degree of visibility. You can promote it on your website or any other material that you place in social channels, so that the icon and the fact that you have the web app available is very apparent to anyone who might run across your brand.
Well, those are really great points. And these have been really great and valuable insights about the ways in which organizations can effectively implement mobile marketing strategies. We've been talking to Bob Eggener from Epicenter. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts by visiting marketingpower.com/podcasts. And make sure to sign up for the RSS feed on Marketing Power so you're aware of all of our podcast series available to you. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Bacala. Thank you for joining us.